the truth.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Your dog is so cute.
Yeah, he's a charmer.
Wait, what did you say?
He's a charmer?
You know, you sound exactly like my friend's ex-boyfriend. Yeah. I'm gonna call her really quick, and I want you to pretend to be her ex on the phone.
You want me to talk?
Okay, it's ringing. When she answers, just say, "Hey, Bumblebee."
She's not gonna yell at me, is she? Hey, Bumblebee. She's crying.
Now say, "I'll see you in heaven someday."
This is The Truth. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. And instead of one long story today, we're going to bring you a bunch of short ones. This is our second ever episode made entirely of comedy sketches. This volume is titled, "Hey Bumblebee."
I'm having trouble choosing between a muffin and a scone.
Actually, the chocolate croissants are best.
I guess it doesn't really matter.
Shut up. Do you know anything about quantum mechanics?
Like Schrodinger's cat or sliding doors?
Yes. The many worlds interpretation of quantum mechanics views reality as a many-branched tree, where every possible alternate history and future is real.
Okay.
Your realities are branching out at this very moment, Lane. And you can never leave one reality for another.
Oh, man. That's a lot of pressure to put on choosing between baked goods.
Yes. Because this is so important, I'll help you this one time.
What is that binder?
This binder is filled with your entire multiverse carefully outlined.
It is?
Yes, and we can figure out how your life will turn out depending on which baked good you choose. Let me show you. You have a muffin.
Don't boss me around, Marina.
I'm just reading from the binder of your multiverse. Look, reality branches. You have a scone.
Oh, I see what you're doing now.
Muffin reality. You peel off the wrapper and you accidentally elbow a handsome man.
Oh, keep going down this reality.
Track one, you smile at him.
I could really use a man right now. It's been a long winter, Maria. Like, really, really long.
Track two, you scowl at him.
You know, sometimes I get defensive when I bump into other people. Is that bad?
Obviously that's bad.
Yeah.
Okay, muffin reality option B. You use a knife to cut the muffin in half. You drop the knife and it clatters next to an attractive woman.
An attractive woman? Like, am I attracted to her?
Track one, you punch her.
There is darkness inside of me.
Track two, you kiss her.
Oh my gosh, I knew it. Maria, I am bisexual.
Track 1A, you lose a tooth in the ensuing fist fight.
No, my greatest fear.
Track 1B, you didn't have any teeth to begin with.
My greatest secret.
Subtract 1, she faints from the punch and you catch her.
I have always had cat-like reflexes.
Option A, track 1, subtract 1. He catches you, checking him out.
I never have been subtle about that. I shouldn't move my head up and down so much.
Scone reality, option A. They just ran out of scones and asked you to wait 15 minutes for the fresh batch. You don't have the patience for that and leave the bakery. Track 1, you turn left outside the store. Track 2, you turn right. Sub option A, you see a penny on the ground. Branch A, you pick it up.
Is there a reality where I fall in love with a British man?
Okay. Scone reality, branch 5,664, you do marry a British man.
Quite right, my lady.
No! Reality branches in terrible ways. Option A, he cheats on you with an interior decorator. Option B, he cheats on you with a gas station attendant. Option C, he cheats on you...
Is there a reality where I own a charming goat farm?
Scone reality, branch 22.
Yes.
Option A, your goats get eaten by wolves. Option B, your British husband cheats on you
with a... Is there a reality where I'm president?
No.
Is there a reality where waxing my eyebrows doesn't hurt?
No.
Is there a reality where I'm with a non-British person and I'm pretty happy?
Pretty happy. All branches come from the muffin. The muffin!
Yes! I love your binder.
Can I help you?
I'll have a muffin, please.
What kind do you want? I've got pumpkin, blueberry, lemon poppy seed, chocolate chip, chocolate chip, banana nut, bran.
Sir, hi. How are you this evening?
Pretty good. I'm just walking my dog.
Okay, great. Well, look, we've got a report about a missing wallet right around here, so if you see anything...
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, it should be right around here, so keep an eye out, okay?
Did you lose your wallet?
I went out to take a leak. When I came back to my car, it was gone. It's it's embarrassing. So
I'll keep an eye out.
Hey, thanks, man. Thank you so much. Hey, nice dog. It's a really cute dog.
Officer! Your gun fell.
Oh, God. Hey, thank you. That would have been a disaster. I cannot lose a gun again.
All right, Julian, you can play just a few more minutes, but then it's time to go home, okay, sweetie? Okay.
Which one is yours? Oh, with the red hair? How old? Julian just turned 3. It's a fun age, but a scary age, right? Statistically, something is most likely to go terribly wrong with your child at ages 2, 3, or 4. Or 5, or 6, or 7, or 8, or 9, or 10. Or 11, depending on the child. It's just so hard not to worry, right? I made a New Year's resolution not to worry so much. It's January 3rd, I'm already failing. Did you hear they just discovered 16 new autism subtypes? You didn't see that article in HuffPo about it? Well, the headline was in all caps, so. Yeah, so now every point on the spectrum has distinct branches, and every branch can be traced back directly to the number of words you speak to your child per hour. And when I'm with Julian, I just try to never stop talking. I've been trying to bring it up with every person I meet, just in case they don't know. But we can't educate everyone, right? We have to keep reminding ourselves that we're just one person. Speaking of education, what pre-K tutor do you use? You don't? Well, if you find a good one, let me know. We had to fire Julian's old pre-K tutor because she started using flashcards. I know. I'm like, you never use flashcards with a child under 5. Hello? Have you read the Dalton study? The Dalton study? The Dalton study? Well, it was a study of 10 kids living in Carroll Gardens done by my friend's friend Dalton. And he found that if you flip flashcards too fast, it can cause seizures in 1 out of 10 kids. Julian, mommy loves you so much. I love you. Just wanted to let you know. We have to let go. We have to let go. But we can't. Look at this. Look, giving him the phone right in the stroller. You have to limit the screen time. If they hold the iPad too long, they can develop ADHD-CGD. 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 Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Chris Gaines Disorder. Well, it's when half the time they have way too much energy, and then the other half the time they become Garth Brooks' 90s alter ego Chris Gaines. You know what else causes ADHD-CGD? Bottled water. Chewable Tylenol. Rubber bands, non-CFL light bulbs, CFL light bulbs, hugs, chutes and ladders, pond water, Chris Gaines music, Swiss chard, Finnish chard, Belgian chard, sexual tension between divorced parents, repurposed wood, looking through binoculars too long, steamboats, ankle socks, ice. They're discovering new causes every day.
Julian, time to go, sweetie. We have to get to CVS before it closes.
We gotta pick up his prescription. Apparently, he's developing some kind of anxiety disorder. Yeah, he gets it from his dad.
Here it comes, the only game show that explores the futility of trying to make the world a better place in the face of today's biggest news. It's What Can You Do? And now, here's the star of What Can You Do, Cord Crumbly.
Thank you very much, Johnny. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome back to What Can You Do? I'm Cord Crumbly, and with us today are two contestants, Edgar and Chelsea. Chelsea, it says here you're a graduate of Vassar with a master's in gender studies.
That's right. I also recently wrote an article on Medium about the effects of catcalling on teenage
Great.
Girls.
Great! Let's pick a category. Reach down into that vat of goo.
Okay.
Yep, just reach right in there.
I got gender.
Gender! In 2015, Brock Turner was found guilty of 3 counts of felony sexual assault. Although his crimes carried a sentence of 14 years in prison, he was sentenced to just 6 months and only served 3. This in a string of student athletes with light sentences for sexual assaults on women. Your question is, Chelsea, what can you do?
Oh, I guess, I don't know, rape culture, biased judges, you guys should all read the book Missoula. I don't know, what can you do?
Chelsea, you're correct! You're right at the last second there. It's that useless feeling about the plight of women. That is the winning answer, that useless feeling about the plight of women. Moving on, let's meet Edgar. It says here you offer corporate lectures on the pitfall of white privilege.
Yes, I do. It's an area that's not getting
Edgar,
enough.
Edgar, reach into the goo for your category.
Okay. I got climate change.
Climate change.
According to scientists, by the year 2030, over 470 million families will be displaced worldwide by rising sea levels. And according to the U.S. Department of Defense, this historic mass migration will cause global conflicts unlike any wars we've yet to see. Edgar, your question is, what can you do?
Okay, I've got this. You start with a carbon tax. It's equitable. It's
And I'm sorry, you've run out of time. 7 years ago, which was the last possible time, according to scientists, we could have affected any change. And that means it's Chelsea's turn. Chelsea, reach into the vat of goo.
I don't want to play this game anymore.
Reach into that goo.
Okay.
Yes.
Ugh, fuck. I got race.
Race!
In light of several police shootings of African-American men, name just one of the victims.
Okay, fine.
20 seconds.
Okay. There was the guy at the convenience store.
That counts. What's his name?
His name. And the guy in the car.
No hints from the audience.
There was the guy in the car at the convenience store. John... John Smith.
Yes! Sure! If that's not correct now, it probably will be.
Wait.
Your turn, Edgar. Go ahead and reach into the goo.
Okay, but it sounds like you just made that up.
Go ahead and reach into that goo, Edgar.
You've got the answers. I see them in your hand. Why don't you just tell us the answers?
Yeah, of course I have answers. I'm a straight white male. I have all the answers. But if I give them to you, then I lose my job.
This is such a sad show.
If only it were just a show.
Look, here's an answer. How about we just treat people with respect and realize that we're all just trying to make it through the day for the people we love.
Judges? That's incorrect, Edgar. I'm sorry.
I don't think
and
it is.
And that makes Chelsea the winner of this week's show. Johnny, tell her what she's won.
It's a giant teddy bear with an unlimited supply of hugs.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Please join us next time on What Can You Do?
Bring a dog.
What?
Why the hell would you bring a dog on a date?
I'm not on a date.
Oh my God. I am so sorry. I thought you were my Tinder date.
Oh, oh God, that would have been.
Yeah, now I'm screaming at a stranger.
No, it's okay.
My husband cheated on me.
I'm sorry.
So I'm trying to get back out there now. You know, just trying to have a little fun.
Well, I think you look nice, you know. Too bad I brought a dog. Am I right? Okay, have a good night.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
This episode was written by Alexis Pereira, Jessica Taylor, Becca Shawl, and Jordan Randolph. It was produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell, and you'll find a list of the performers on our website, thetruthpodcast.com. Special thanks to the Magnet Theater, who offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. Find out more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX, or a curated network of extraordinary, cutting-edge podcasts. You can find out about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. And if you'd like to sponsor a future episode of The Truth, send an email to sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
You know, there are some real psychos out here, but you're one of the good ones. Stay vigilant, okay?
Radiotopia.